Father, we ask that in our being together this morning, we would not lose the opportunity you've given us.
当我们聚在你跟前，今天早上我们不会失去你给我们的机会。
We ask, Lord, that you would be glorified.
我们求你的名，你自己得着荣耀。
And that you in your mercy would speak to us.
你跟你的怜悯向我们说话。
Without you, we can receive nothing.
主啊，没有你，我们根本不能够接受什么。
Only you can open the blind eyes.
只有你才能够把瞎眼的眼睛得开。
So, Lord, we are looking to you.
主，我们仰望你。
This is your work.
这是你的工作。
You have accomplished everything.
你已经做成所有了。
And we commit this time to you.
主，我们把这个时间交给你。
In Jesus' precious name.
奉主耶稣宝贵的名祷告。
Amen. I think if this afternoon somebody was to ask you where you went this morning, many of you would probably answer, I went to church.
可能今天下午的时候有人问你，你今天早上去了哪里？你很可能你就跟他说我去教会了。
And the person who'd asked you that question would have all sorts of ideas come into their mind.
问你这个问题的人在他们心里头有很多的概念。
They would think, probably initially they'd think of a building.
可能开始的时候他们想到一个建筑物。
They'd think of the various the people who go to those buildings from time to time.
或者他们想到有一些人常常去的那个地方的。
They'd probably think of some ceremonies. They'd probably think about preaching and singing and all these things.
他们可能也想到联想到一些仪式，或者一些讲道，或者不同的事情，或者唱歌。
And the person who asked you may not be inclined to join you in your coming to church.
听见的人他可能没有倾向跟你一起去教会。
Well, they might feel that the things that are spoken there, the things that are sung about, the things that are talked about, really are not very real.
因为他们可能想在那里所讲到的东西，所唱到的那些东西，可能不是很真实的。
They're the sort of things that only work inside the four walls.
那些东西只能够在那个四缝墙里头才能够做得好的。
And they might feel that they're mixing with people that they don't really understand and perhaps don't really like.
可能他们想到跟那些在那里的人在一起的时候，可能他们不认识他们，也可能他们不喜欢他们。
And they might feel embarrassed because, well, they don't really know much about all this religion, and they'd be afraid somebody would ask them a question and they wouldn't know the answer.
可能因为他们感觉会尴尬，因为他们所听到很多宗教的。 话语他们不懂，或者有人问他们一些问题，他们也不懂得怎样回答。
And they might feel, well, I really don't want to go because if I go, I'll be a hypocrite because I can't live up to the sort of standards they talk about, and I don't intend to.
他们不想去，因为他们觉得他们根本就没有办法活出这么高的标准，否则他们就变成一个假冒伪善的人。他们也不想这样变成一个假冒伪善的人。So
if we were to ask this person, well, what do you think it's all about?
所以我们就问这个人，你想到教会聚会，你有什么感想呢？
What's this church stuff all about?
这些教会的东西是关于什么的，你觉得？
And they might answer, well, there are certain buildings.
他们说, 可能有某一个建筑物。
And there are certain people who feel the need to go to these buildings on Sundays and some other times.
有一般人，他们觉得他们每一个礼拜天都要去这个建筑物的。
And when they do that, they can't live a normal sort of happy life.
他们这样做的时候，就能够帮助他们好像过一个正常开心的生活。
And they have to spend a lot of time praying and reading the Bible and even talking to people about the things, whatever it is they believe.
他们也需要花时间去读圣经，去祷告，也需要花时间跟人谈到他们所说的东西。
So we have all this confusion.
我们有这么多的混乱
and lack of understanding,
缺乏真实的认识。
I'm sure many of you could answer the question. You know, people have said to you, "Oh yes, I understand what Christianity is all about."
那你跟别人谈的时候，他们就跟你说啊，我明白什么叫基督教。
And then they give you a summary which just horrifies you.
他们就给你的一个基督教的看法的总结，这个看法会叫你感觉很特然，很可怕的。
So little understanding, so much confusion.
因为有这么多对真实的认识没失去了，并且有这么多混乱。
Why is it so?
为什么呢？
It's because of us.
因为我们呢?
Because of Christians.
因为基督徒。
Because we haven't been able to be clear to the world about what the message is.
因为我们本身没有很清楚地让世人知道基督徒、基督的信仰是什么。
Paul wrote to the Philippian believers.
当保罗写信给腓立比的信徒们的时候。
And chapter 2 and verse 15.Verse 14. Do all things without murmuring and disputing, that you may become blameless and harmless, children of God without fault, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world.
腓立比书第二章十四节，凡所行的都不要发怨言起争论，使你们无可指责，诚实无益无畏，在这弯曲薄膜的世代做神无瑕疵的儿女，你们显在这世代中好像明光照耀，
Shining as lights in the world，
好像明光照耀。
But it seems that our light for Christians, our light has been not very bright。
但是我们这帮基督徒，我们的光好像不是很光明照耀。
And the light has not been shining very clearly.
我们的光也没有照得很清楚。
There's no question about the darkness.
没问题的，真的是在那里有黑暗的。
The world is a dark place. There are no answers.
世界是个黑暗的地方，是没有答案的。
But where is the light that shines brightly, clearly?
但是能够发出明光、清楚的光。那个光在哪里呢？
So we have to take responsibility for this.
所以我们应该为这个负责任的。
You know, if the students don't understand, we look to the teacher.
因为如果当个学生不明白的时候，我们就要看看那个老师。
If the children are not well fed, we look to the parents.
如果孩子没有被喂饱，我们就看看父母。
We can't blame the world.
我们不能够埋怨世界的。
We take responsibility.
我们要自己负起责任。
So what is the message?
所以那个信息是什么？
What shines clearly? What is the light that should shine out to the world?
什么能够很清楚的明光照耀呢？是那个光是什么呢？
You know, to answer that question, we don't have to descend into complex theology and philosophy.
我们要明白这个答案，不需要我们被派派到一些很多神学或者很多哲学的一个地方去学习。
We don't have to go into a long and difficult explanation.
我们不需要进到一个很长很长的一个解析里头。
Because the message is very simple.
因为那个信息是很简单的。
The message is a man.
那个信息就是一个人。
The message is the one called Jesus of Nazareth.
这个信息就是一个人，他名叫耶稣。
If Jesus of Nazareth did not live upon the earth 2,000 years ago, then Christianity is an empty and worthless fraud.
如果主耶稣没有在两千年活在真实活在地上，那么基督教所讲的一切都是空虚，都是错误，都是虚无的。
If every word that Jesus spoke is not true, then Christianity is an empty and worthless fraud.
如果耶稣基督所讲的每一句话不是真实的，基督教就是空虚，完全错误的，无价值的。
If Jesus of Nazareth did not die upon a cross and rise again physically, bodily from the dead, then Christianity is an empty and worthless fraud.
如果主耶稣没有钉上十字架，并且死里复活，基督教所讲的都是空虚、无价值的错误。
Everything depends upon Him.
每一件都是建基于耶稣身上。
He is our message.
他是我们的信息。
When we look into the world,
当我们看见这个世界的时候，
we find something common.
我们就看见一些有共同的地方。
Wherever man has been, there has been religion.
无论人在哪里，那里都有宗教。
Men have always had a sense that there is another, or others, or something out there beyond this visible realm.
人在心灵里头有一个感觉，主觉说，在他们以外有另外一个的，另外一个世界的，另外一位的。
And we've always had a sense that there's some sort of law or principle that is the highest one and to which we are accountable.
我们心里都有感觉说有更高的律，更高的法则，有从更高的意味而来的。
Somehow we've felt that there's something or someone out there to which we, to whom we have to give account.
就是说在我们心灵里头，我们感觉不知不觉就感觉有另外一个东西，或者另外一位，我们人是要向他负责的、交代的。
And for better or for worse, to fail to give a proper account has dire consequences.
如果我们能够或者不能够向他好好交账呢？那个后果是很。严重的。
And so we have this world of religion.
因此我们就有这些很多世界上的宗教。
There are so many varieties, of course, in the religion.
在宗教的世界里头有很多各样不同的宗教。
But there is this thread that runs through them.
但是其实在里头呢都是有这线的一条线的里头的感觉自觉而有的。
Of course, when we're prosperous and when we're peaceful,It is easy to put these thoughts to one side.
当然当我们发达了开心了顺利的时候我们就能够把这个心灵里头这个感觉放下。
But when there are difficulties, when there is loss, and when there is death, these things come back to us very clearly.
但是当我们遇见困难死亡问题的时候这些心灵里头的东西又再浮现出来。
Into this world,
在这个世界
into this darkness,
在这个黑暗里头
into this confusion,
在这个混乱当中
God sent his son,
神差遣他的儿子
and when the Lord Jesus came, he didn't come as other men.
当主耶稣来到这个世上的时候他不是借着另外一个人来
he didn't come to show us a way.
Didn't. 他不是让我们显出一条道路。
He didn't come to turn us back to some lost ideal.
他不是把我们带回到一些失去的理想。
But he came and called us to himself.
但是他来乃是呼召人归他。
He didn't present a philosophy.
他没有把一个哲学表达出来。
He presented himself.
他把自己表达出来。
He didn't call men to God.
他没有叫人去神。
He called men to himself.
那你叫人到他那里去。
How can we understand this?
我们怎能够明白这个呢?
Well, to understand it, we first have to understand something else.
我们要明白这个,我们要明白另外,先明白另外一个。
What is the condition of humanity?
人类的光景是怎样?
Our condition is pitiful.
我们的光景是很可怜的。
In every home upon the planet, there is sorrow.
在每一个地球上的家庭里头都有哀伤忧愁的。
To a greater or lesser extent, there is sorrow, there is pain.
有不同程度的哀伤痛苦。
Every marriage experiences pain.
每一个婚姻都经历痛苦的。
Every person upon the earth sheds tears.
每一个在地球上的每一个人都流眼泪的。
And all of us are heading for a certain death.
我们每一个人都是朝向某一个死亡里头。
This is the world in which we live.
这就是我们生活的所在的世界。
We are so accustomed to it.
我们都是很习惯这个。
But death is everywhere.
死亡到处都有。
The most beautiful rose,
一个很美最美丽的玫瑰花
will shrivel and die,
会 凋谢会死亡。
Nothing lasts.
没有一件东西能够永存的。
It perishes as we look upon it.
当我们看的时候，它就正在衰微了。
And our own lives are no different.
我们自己的生命也是一样。
We live in a painful, suffering world.
我们是活在一个痛苦、痛的世界。
And we live in an evil world.
我们并且是活在一个邪恶的世界里头。
And I don't mean simply that you turn on the television and watch the news.
我不是单单讲到你开电视看见新闻。
Yes, if you watch the news, you'll see the murders and the bloodshed and the warfare.
是，你开看新闻的时候，你看见战争，有谋杀，有血。
But what about what's in your own heart?
但是在你的心里头是怎样？
And what you see in the heart of others, which you understand because it's your own.
或者说你看见别人的心的光景，并且你能够明白，你能够明白，因为你的光景也是一样。
You see selfishness and you know what it is.
你看见别人的自私，你就明白这个。
You see cruelty and you know what it is.
你看见凶残、残忍，你就明白这个什么叫残忍。
Because it's right here.
因为就在你的里头。
Why is mankind in such a state?
为什么人类是在这个光景里头呢？
The answer is because we have cut ourselves off from the God who created us.
原因就是我们把自己从这个创造我们的神那里，我们自己割断了，离开他了。
We cut the cord of life in order to be free.
我们剪去这个连于生命源头的生命线。以致我们能够得着自由。
And this is our freedom.
这就是我们所得着的自由。
Now you might say, well, no, that's nonsense. That's not the case.
你可能说不是这样的，这是废话，这不是真的。
It's because man has not been educated.
这个问题呢，是因为人类没有好好受教育。
It's because of economic difficulties.
那是因为经济困难。
It's poverty that causes crime.
因为是贫穷引致有罪恶。
It's political oppression that causes crime.
那是政治的压迫叫人犯罪犯法。
No.
不。
Some of these things bring to the surface the things that are in our heart.
这一切事情都是把我们心底里头那个光景带出来。浮现出来。
But you know, you think of that crime which was committed against the Jews in the Second World War.
你记得在二次世界大战的时候，那个对犹太人的罪行，哪些犯法的事对待犹太人
？6 million Jews.
600万的犹太人
，including 1 million children.
包括100万的孩童
，systematically murdered.
是有系统地的被谋杀。
By whom?
被谁呢
？By one of the most cultured, highly educated, sophisticated societies upon the earth at that time.
是被一个受非常教育很高的、很有知识的、非常有学问的那一般人。
An economic system, a political system may be beautifully designed.
一个经济的制度或者政治的制度很可能是被一个很美丽的被建立起来。
But its execution will fail because of the heart of man.
但是这个制度的执行会完全失败，因为人的心的缘故。
The problem is not out there.
问题不是在那里。
The problem is in here.
问题是在这里。
And if any man is honest, he will know it.
如果没有每一个诚实的人都知道的。
How can you look into your own heart?
你怎能够看进你的心
？And then claim that you are good.
然后说我是好的。
The potential for evil is breathtaking.
那个邪恶的潜力啊，是叫人透不过气来的。
Into this world,
在这个世界里头
，God sent His Son.
神差遣他的儿子。
Into this world of suffering and of sin, God sent His Son.
进到这个充满苦难跟罪恶的世界里头，神差遣他儿子。
Why?
为什么呢
？To be salvation.
叫他成为救恩。
To be salvation.
叫他成为那个救恩。
Now the Jewish law, the Jewish prophets for hundreds of years before his coming had spoken of one who would come.
犹太人的律法跟先知书在好几百年前，很多年前已经预言到他要来了。
They called him the coming one.
他们称呼他做那要来的人。
They called him the anointed one.
称他为受膏者。
The Christ.
基督。
He would come.
他要来,
but what they never imagined was that all of those sacrifices that God had shown them to make actually had a fulfillment.
但是他们从来想象不到，神要借着一个人要成就神以前所说的许多的牺牲献祭。
God had shown them to sacrifice.
神显出给他们看，这个就是那个牺牲。
And the principle of sacrifice was very simple.
在旧约里头，神启示那个牺牲的原则做法是很简单的。
It was that an innocent one,
就是一个无辜的
should take the place of a guilty one,
就是站在犯罪的有罪的人的地位上。
So the lamb who had committed no sin died for the nation that sinned,
就是这个无辜的羔羊，无犯罪的羔羊，要站在罪人的地位。
Perhaps they thought the lamb died because the lamb is cheap and unimportant.
然后为人死了，他们可能以为这个羔羊是很便宜的，所以他可以死。
A man is important, the lamb is not.
人是很有价值的，羔羊是没有价值的，所以他可以死。
So we will sacrifice the lamb.
所以我们就会牺牲这个羊了。
But that was not God's message.
但是这并不是神要给的信息。
God's message was an innocent one would die.
神的信息说是个无辜的没罪的羊。
But they never imagined that all of these sacrifices were merely pictures.
但是他们无法想象在旧约这一些的图画其实都是图画。
And that there was to be a sacrifice.
现在真的有一个牺牲了。
And it was to be an innocent one.
并且这个牺牲必须是无罪的。
And that the innocent one would take the place of the guilty one.
这个无罪的要代替站在罪人的地位。
Into this world.
进到这个世界里头。
From these prophecies.
通过这些的先知的预言。
God sent his son.
神就差遣他的儿子。
Jesus of Nazareth came amongst us.
拿撒勒人耶稣来到我们中间。
And John the Baptist.
施洗约翰
looked upon him and said, Look.
看着他说看啊
Look.
看啊
Look. The Lamb. The Lamb of God.
看这个羔羊看这个神的羔羊
The innocent one.
是无罪的
To be the sacrifice.
成为那个牺牲
For all.
为所有人做牺牲
Because of this sacrifice,
因着这个牺牲
Jesus called men to himself.
主耶稣就呼召人到他那里去。
Listen to this man.
听听这个人。
Look upon this life.
看看这个生命。
Is there any other life like it?
有没有其他的任何一个生命是像这个生命呢?
Think of everybody that you've known.And everybody that you've heard of in the history of the world.
想想你所认识的每一个人，或者你所知道历史上的每一个人。
Hold them in your mind.
把他们放在你的心事里头。
And now, let us stand before Jesus.
然后你站在，让我们一同站在主耶稣跟前。
Look at this man.
看看这个人。
With a word, with a touch.
用一句话，用一个触摸。
He heals the blind.
他医治瞎眼的。
Have you ever found anyone that does this?
你有没有看见其他任何人这样做呢?
With a touch, a man with leprosy is immediately healed.
用一个触摸，一个长大麻风的人就被医治了。
Is there any like him?
有没有谁像他呢?
He looks upon a person who's utterly drenched in sin.
他看着一个人，他是完全在罪恶里头的。
And he says, "Your sins are forgiven."
然后说，你的罪被赦免了。
Is there any like him?
有谁像他呢？
He calls all of humanity to himself and promises, "I will give you rest."
他向全人类的人呼召说来归他，并且说我要给你们安息。
He says that he who believes in him will live forever.
他说凡信我的就要永远活着。
Is there another man in history who's ever spoken such things?
在世上，在历史上有谁讲过这些话像他？
Is there another man in history who has ever done such things?
在人类历史里头有谁做过这些事情呢？
There is nobody with whom we can compare him.
没有任何一个人我们能够放在主耶稣身边跟他比较的。
He calls the dead to life.
他叫死人活过来。
He did this.
他做这个。
And of that there is no question.
毫无疑问。
He spoke of himself.
他向自己说。
He spoke of Israel through their long and painful history.
他讲到自己，讲到以色列以前很长的痛苦的历史。
When he came into the world, it was 2,000 years since Abraham.
当他来到世上的时候，是自从亚伯拉罕的时候有两千年之久。
And all the things that this nation had been through in that time.
在这个两千年的过程，这个国家所经历的东西。
And Jesus said of himself, how often I wanted to gather you together, and you would not.
耶稣就说他自己是怎样多次多方想召聚他们，好像母鸡召聚小鸡一样，但是他们都拒绝。
He spoke of his own life as predating the universe.
他讲到他自己的生命乃是在宇宙万有之先已经有。
Before Abraham was, I am.
在亚伯拉罕之前，我已经在了。
He spoke of himself at the end of human history as the sole judge of the world.
他讲到人类的历史的尽头，他就是那一个唯一的审判者。
He places himself at the beginning of all things and at the end of all things.
他把自己放在万有之先，也是万有的终结。
And he makes the promise.
并且他有一个应许。
That at the end of this age,
在这个世代的末了，
all that come to him,
凡到他那里去的，
he said, he himself would raise them up.
他说他自己就要把他们从死里复活过来。
To whom will you liken him?
谁能够跟他比较呢？
Can you see?
你看见吗？
Into this world,
进到这个世界，
one has come who stands apart and above and is unique.
有一位来了，他把自己分别出来，超越这个世界，是独特的。
Here is the message.
这就是那个信息。
Behold him.
看他。
Even the prophets wrote hundreds of years before he came.
甚至先知们都是几百年前就写到他的降临。
Look unto me and be saved, all you ends of the earth.
地极的人都要看我，以致能够得救。
There is no other.
没有其他的。
Where did this, how did this begin?
这些是怎样开始的呢？
It began with God.
是从神那里开始的。
It is not man's work.
不是人的工作。
God from his mercy chose to send his son.
神按着他的怜恤怜悯差遣他的儿子。
God out of his love chose to send his son into this world.
出于神的爱，他差遣他的爱子进到这个世界里头。
It has nothing to do with us.
跟我们毫无关系，不是我们起头的。
No man invented this.
没有任何一个人发明这个的。
It could never have entered the heart of man such a salvation.
这个救恩从来这个不是从人开始，如果不是神，都没有人能够进到人的心里头。
No poet imagined this.
没有任何一个诗人能够想象这个。
This is God.
这是神。
He is working.
他正在工作。
And who was it who came into this world?
谁进到这个世界?
Who loved so freely?
他能够这么自由的去爱。
He served so humbly.
他是这样的谦卑的服侍。
Who was it who taught so patiently?
谁这样忍耐的去教导？
Who was it who poured out his love and compassion upon so many?
谁曾经这样涌出他的心，容倒出他的爱去服侍这么多人呢？
And who was it who went so willingly to that horrific cross?
谁曾经这样愿意的走上这个这么可怕可怖的十字架？
It is Jesus.
是耶稣。
He did this.
他这样做过了。
Nobody expected it of him.
没有任何人可以这样期望他这样做的。
Nobody understood what lay ahead of this man.
没有一个人能够明白在这个人前面要发生什么事情。
He went to the cross of his own will.
他是自己选择去上十字架的。
And who is it?
这一个是谁呢？
Who is making known this message throughout the world?
是谁把这个信息叫世界知道？
Who is it through history?
谁在历史上
has been winning men and women to the Lord Jesus Christ?
一直都赢男女的心去归耶稣基督呢？
Who is it who has been bringing conviction into the hearts of men?
是谁叫人的心里头真的是认罪认识他呢？
Who is it who has been opening the blind eyes and putting onto the lips of countless thousands that song of salvation?
是谁叫那些心灵里头瞎眼的人在他们心里头能够唱出救恩的诗歌呢？
It is the Holy Spirit.
是圣灵。
Sent forth from God.
从神那里差来的。
Sent into this world to save.
差到这个世上来到做拯救的。
So where are you this morning?
所以今天早上你在那里呢？
First of all,Do you know your need?
首先，你知道你的需要吗？
Do you know your sinful condition?
你知道你罪恶的光景吗？
Or are you in denial?
还是你在否认呢？
No, this is for others, not for me.
不，这是向别人讲的，不是向我讲的。
I am good.
我是好人。
I am not that bad.
我不是这么坏的。
We are guilty.
我们都是有罪的。
When we stand before God, we have no rights.
我们在如果站在神面前，我们都没有任何的权利的。
When we stand before God, there will only be one law.
站在神面前只有一个律。
And it won't be some changeable human law, some custom, some tradition.
那个法则不是人类因着文化背景不同常常改变的法律。
It will be the holy law of God.
乃是神圣洁的律。
When we stand before God, we have no rights.
当我们站在神面前的时候，我们没有其他的权利。
And that law condemns us utterly.
站在神面前，我们没有什么其他的对的，我们都是被定罪的。
We need a savior.
我们需要一位救主。
We cannot save ourselves.
我们不能够救自己。
We cannot change ourselves.
我们不能够改变自己。
I cannot be what I am not.
我们不能够成为那一个我们根本不是的那一位。
I cannot will.A change.
我们不能够说我要怎样改变就改变。
I can't change my heart.
我不能够改变我们的心。
I can change my appearance.
我能够改变我的外貌。
And how many of us have done that?
我们很多人都这样做。
Oh, we change the appearance, we put on the act.
我们改变我们的外貌，我们装扮了，扮演一些。
But beneath the act is all manner of murder and hatred.And jealousy and lust.
但在心里头那个真实的光景呢？那是凶杀、嫉妒、憎恨。
We cannot save ourselves.
我们不能够。
We need a savior.
我们需要一位救主。
Do you see your need this morning?
今天早上你有没有看见你自己的需要呢？
Are you one who says yes? I think that's me.
你是不是那一位说是？这是我。
I need.A savior.
我需要一位救主。
I cannot rescue myself.
我不能够拯救自己。
Second question.
第二个问题。
Do you see Jesus?
你有没有看见耶稣呢？
Do you see this one unique and able to save?
你有没有看见这位独一无二的，他能够救你呢？
Do you think that for you there's hope in him?
你有没有看见在他里头，他就是你的盼望？
Can such a savior save you?
这一位救主能救你吗？
Could he?
他能吗？
You might say, well, I don't think he would if he knew what I am, but could he?
你可能说，如果他知道我的人是怎样的一个人，他就可能不行的，不能够救我。但是他真的能够救你吗？
A man with leprosy came to Jesus.
一个长大麻风的人来到耶稣面前。
He said, Lord, if you're willing, you can make me clean.
他说，主啊，若你若肯。
Immediately Jesus replied, I am willing.
他对耶稣说，你若肯，就请你，你必能救我，医治我。主耶稣就立刻回答，我肯。
Jesus said, all that come to me, I will in no way cast out.
主耶稣说，凡到我面前来的人，我一个也不丢弃。
If you see your need,
如果你看见你的需要，
and if you see there's hope for you in the Savior,
如果你看见在救主身上有是你的盼望，
then know certainly that the Holy Spirit has given you this understanding and is calling you to the Savior.
那么肯定就是圣灵已经开你的眼睛，要你来到这个救主跟前。
And if he is calling you,
他是正在呼召你。
Certainly you can come.
肯定的，你就可以去了，可以去他那里。
He is calling you.
如果他是
you must respond.
如果他呼召你，你必须回应。
And why not respond?
为什么不回应？
And why not say yes?
为什么立刻说是我来？
I will reach out to him.
我要到他那里去。
I will confess to him what I am.
我要向他承认我的本相。
And I will take from him the gift of life.
我要从那里接受那个生命的恩赐，那个永生。
Why not walk out of here saying, Jesus, my Savior?
何不离开这里的时候，你能够说，耶稣，我的救主。
We have one message.
我们只有一个信息。
It is Jesus.
是耶稣。
Jesus only.
唯有耶稣。
He is salvation.
他就是救恩。
He is life.
他就是生命。
He is the assurance.
他就是那个确据。
Of everything that we hope for.
我们所盼望的每一件。
He is the rock of ages.
他就是那个确据，他就是那个永久的磐石。
And he is our joy.
他是我们的喜乐。
For the Christian,
对于基督徒
no different. Nothing is different.
毫无分别。
We have one message.
我们也只有一个信息。
It is Jesus.
就是耶稣。
To the Christian,
对于基督徒来讲
I ask a question.
我要问一个问题。
What drives your life?
是什么推动你的人生？
What occupies your life?
什么占据你的生活呢？
What fills your life?
什么充满你的生活人生？
Are you busy with many things?
你是不是为着许多的东西忙碌呢？
Are there many things which are causing you to run this way and that?
是不是很多东西要你这样跑那样奔呢？
Where is Jesus?
耶稣在那里呢？
Are you his servant?
你是不是他的仆人呢？
Are you day by day speaking to him?And living by his life.
你是不是每天都跟他说话，并且靠着他的生命来生活呢？
Is it the Lord Jesus that fills everything for you?
是不是耶稣充满着你每一件东西呢？
Is he your heart's desire?
他是不是你心灵的渴慕呢？
Is he the place of your heart's rest?
他是不是你心灵的安居安息的地方呢？
How easily we are distracted.
我们很容易被打岔，被
We become so busy with many good things.
我们被很多好的事情来忙乱了，忙碌了。
But they are just things.
但是这些东西都是东西事情。
And yet we are called to Jesus.
但是我们是被呼召到主耶稣这一位的那里。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
在哥林多前书十一章，哥林多前书第一章。
God is faithful.
神是信实的
By whom you were called into the fellowship of His Son.
你是因着被召与他儿子相交的。
This is God's heart desire.
一同得分的，这是神的心意。
That we should know and dwell in the fellowship of His Son.
我们需要认识经历住在跟主耶稣的相交之中。
Jesus said, I am the vine, you are the branches.
耶稣说，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。
Abide in me.
住在我里面。
What a light will shine out into the world when we abide in him.
当我们真的住在主里头的，在世界上会有怎么样的一个光，明光照耀呢？
What a message we shall bring to the world.
一个怎样的信息我们能够带进这个世界里头呢？
When it is Jesus and Jesus only upon our lips.
当耶稣唯有耶稣在我们舌头上嘴巴里头。
Father, we ask that the dear Holy Spirit would be free even this morning to work salvation in the lives of those still in darkness.
我们求你叫圣灵工作在人的心里头，叫那些仍旧在黑暗里头的人能够认识耶稣。
Why should any man remain in darkness when your son has come?
为什么世界上还有一些人要活在黑暗里头，当你的儿子已经来呢？
And why should we who believe be anywhere else but at his feet?
那么我们已经信你的人，为什么还在别的地方，而不坐在你儿子的脚前？
Oh Lord, glorify your son.
主啊，我们求你荣耀你的儿子。
Glorify him in the salvation of many.
在叫许多人得拯救的事上荣耀他。
Glorify him in the lives of your children.
在你的孩子你们的身上荣耀你儿子的名。
Lord, teach us to be his witnesses.
主啊，教导我们成为他的见证人。
And to make him known.
叫他能够被认识。
And we ask this in his holy and precious name.
我们乃是奉他宝贵圣洁的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.